弟兄姐妹们平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
中国有一句成语说，个人自扫门前雪，莫管他人瓦上霜。
In Chinese culture, there's an idiom. People only need to sweep and taking care of the snows in front of their house and don't the frost on other person's roof is not your business.
这句话原来的意思是叫人不要好管闲事，把自己管好就好了。
The behind meaning for this idiom is basically encourage people not being too involved into others' affairs, but taking care of yourself.
不过这句话后来也常被人用来责备那些自私自利、对别人需要视而不见的人。
However, this phrase is also being used to blame those people who are selfish, ignorant for other people who are in need.
我想大家都同意，好管闲事是不好的。
I think everybody agrees being too involved into others' affairs is not good.
对他人需要冷漠不顾也是不好的。
But being ignorant, being cold to others is also not good.
不过我想请大家想一想，在这个两个极端之间，你自己的弱点比较是在哪一边？
But I encourage people to think about it. In these two extremes, what will be our weakness?
不可否认，我们天生的个性以及从小生长的家庭和社会环境，都在这样的事情上对我们有不小的影响。
Not denying on this, our nature, characteristics, and the family we have been went through, and the environment, they all have some effects on our.
举个例子来说。
For example,
15年前我们搬到 Ithaca.
When we first moved to Ithaca 15 years ago,
那时候看到有年轻的夫妇要生第一个小宝宝。
There was a young couple who are giving birth to their first baby.
而他们的家人又因为当时的签证还有经济各方面的难处，他们不能够来帮忙。
And their family cannot come to U.S. to help because of the visa issues and financial hardships.
我们就想在他们坐月子的时候，动员教会里面的几个家庭来提供一些实际的帮助。
We actually encourage some families in the church to provide them some real supports, some financial supports when the baby was born. Practical supports.
对我们教会当事人来说，这是一个很新的主意。
It was a new idea for us.
所以刚刚提出来的时候呢，就有不同的反应。
So we got different response from people.
那一种是说，我当时生小孩的时候没人来帮忙，还不是自己就撑过来了。
One perspective is like when I was giving birth to the baby, there was nobody helping us too.
就自己就撑过来了。
We went through this by ourselves.
另一种是说，哎呀，我当时没人帮忙，真的是很辛苦，所以要是还能够彼此帮忙，那就太好了。
And there's another perspective saying like at that time.When the time when I was giving birth to the baby, there was no support. It's really it's really not good. And if we can help each other, that would be great.
那我举这个例子，并不是说要褒奖一个然后贬另外一个。
This example is not using as a purpose to blame some people or to blame some people.
To blame one and praise the
other. To blame one, praise the other.
而是说明人会有不同的反应是很常见的。
But it's like it's quite common, like people will have different reactives.
而这两种看法其实都各自有一些道理。
And they have some valid points from these two perspectives.
我想我们每一个人从亲身的经历都知道。维持人际关系的和谐很重要。
From our personal experiences, having a good relationship with others is really important.
但是又不总是那么容易。
But it's not really easy to get this done.
那有些人自己的生活圈并不大，经常接触的人并不多，却就已经可以感受到人际关系上的一些挑战。
For people who don't have a large connections and not get in touch with not so many people, but they still have some challenges on their personal relationship with others.
而在一个教会当中，有更多的人际关系。
In the church, there will be more relationship with other people we need to face.
要彼此能够都相处的和谐，又在待人处事上一切都合宜，不是一件容易的事。
It's not an easy thing to have a good relationship with others and have a good manners on everything.
提摩太前书是年长的保罗写给年轻的传道人提摩太的一封信。
First Timothy is actually a letter from Elder Paul to the young missionary Timothy.
那早先因为以弗所的教会里面出现一些严重的问题，保罗就把提摩太留在以弗所，立即进行整顿。
Because earlier there was some severe issues on the church of
Ephesus.
So Paul asked Timothy to leave from Ephesus and have some organizations on this church.
之后保罗再写这封信，从各个方面给提摩太具体的建议。
Then Paul provide more detailed suggestions to Timothy.
那五章一节到六章二节的重点，就是如何妥善合宜的处理教会当中各式各样的人际关系。
So the main point from chapter 5, verses 1 to chapter 6, verses 2, is on how to have a good relationship in church in a good manner with others.
五章一节到六章二节谈的是一般性原则。
From chapter 5, verse 1 to 2, Paul talks about some general guidelines.
三到十六节是如何对待教会中的寡妇。
Chapter 5, verses 3 to 16, Paul teaches Timothy how to treat the widows in the church at that time.
五章十七节到二十五节是如何对待在教会当中担任领袖的人。
Chapter 5, verses 17 to 25, Paul talks about how to respect, how to treat the church leaders.
六章一节到二节讲的是仆人在自己和主人都信主的时候应该用什么样的态度来对待主人。
In chapter 6 verses 1 to 2 Paul talks about how the servants to serve his Lord when both of them they believe in God.
那这一段我们会分两次讲，今天先看1到16节，下一次再看5章17到6章2节。
So we'll divide the message from chapter 5 verses 1 to 6 chapter 6 verses 2 in two sessions, and today we'll just look at chapter 5 verses 1 to 16. Next time we'll look at chapter 5 verses 17 to chapter 6 verses 2.
从这个大纲当中大家可以看到五章前半部的主要焦点是在寡妇的照顾上。
So from this guideline we can seeThe main point was focusing on how to taking care of the widows.
那在当时这的确是一个非常严重的社会问题。
At that time, this was a severe social issue.
也自然就是教会需要来处理的问题。
It's also the challenges the church needs to face at that time.
那时候因为有许多的战乱，所以男人的死亡率特别高。
The death rate for men was especially high at that time because there were was worse.
在当时的文化背景当中，男人又往往是整个家庭最主要甚至是唯一的依靠。
And men was the main support of the family and maybe the only one supporting force in the family at the social culture at that time.
所以如果丈夫突然死去，所留下的寡妇马上就有生存的危机。
There will be some issues, so the widows were facing some living issues when his husband passed away.
如果没有亲戚朋友的救济，日子很难过得下去。
It's really hard for these widows to survive without support from their relatives.
所以在保罗写这封信的时候，那是当时教会需要处理的一个非常实际的问题。
So when Paul wrote to Timothy, basically he revealing some practical issues at that time, local churches need to face.
那在今天的社会当中，当然仍然会有不幸丧偶的寡妇。
In today, we'll still have some widows.
那他们也仍然需要有人以爱心来关怀。
And they also still need our loves.
不过整体来说，今天寡妇的处境不像早期教会时代那么的悲惨，毫无盼望。
But generally speaking, the situation for these widows today are not like those widows in early churches generation.
所以今天早上我不会把信息的重点放在寡妇的关怀和照顾上。
So today the message I focus will not be on how to provide caring to these widows.
但是从五章一到十六节里面，我们可以看到一些宝贵的原则，在今天的教会当中可以非常的适用。
However, we can still get some precious guidelines to apply in today's church from chapter 5 verses 1 to 16.
那我挑三方面和大家分享。
So I will share in three different perspectives.
第一个重要的原则是神希望我们都尽上照顾好自己家人的责任。
So one, God wants us to take care of our own family.
第四节说，若寡妇有儿女或有孙子孙女，便叫他们先在自己家中学着行孝，报答亲恩，因为这在神面前是可悦纳的。
So from verse 4, if these widows they have childs or grandchilds, then the first thing is for this
But if a widow has children or grandchildren, they should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. 非常明显，当我们的亲人需要照顾的时候，责任应当第一优先的由我们自己来承担。
So it's pretty obvious when we are family are in needs, the first priority should go to us.
关系越亲，责任越优先。
The closer to the relationship, the more responsibility.
尤其是我们自己的亲生父母需要照顾的时候，做儿女的行孝、报答亲恩是天经地义的基本伦理。
Especially when our parents, they are in needs. We should show our respect and submission to our parents.
那这也是神所悦纳的。
And God is also, God wants us to do this.
我爸爸有好几位有几十年深厚交情的好朋友。
My father has some good friends. They have a solid relationship for more than 10 years.
For decades.其中一位钱伯伯，他的个性非常的直爽。
So Uncle Chen, he has a very straight characteristics.
偶尔他生起气来，板起脸来，也挺吓人的。
But it's quite scary when he is angry.
但是钱伯伯有一件事情令所有人都非常佩服。
But there are one thing everybody is quite respecting to Uncle Chen.
那就是他对守寡多年的母亲非常孝顺。
It's like he is very submission and respect to his mother.
那因为他很孝顺，所以后来孝顺钱婆婆的就不只是他们夫妇。
Because he's because I think because his submission. So not just their parent, not just their this two couples, Uncle Chen and his wife, they showed their disrespect and submission to his mother.
连我爸妈以及其他跟他们非常熟的朋友 都甘心乐意的一同孝顺钱婆婆。
My parents and their other friends, they also want to show their submission to Grandma Chen.
那这些事情我从小都亲眼看到。
So I witnessed this since I was very young.
在我36岁那年, 他们在北加州为钱婆婆庆祝100岁生日。
When I was at 36, Chen family, they celebrate Grandma Chen's 100 years old anniversary in NorCal.
First day. Yeah.
At that time, I was living in SoCal, Los Angeles, but we still drove north to celebrate their Grandma Chen's 100 years old birthday.
虽然我的两个女儿那时候还很小, 她们都可以强烈感受得到那种天伦之乐的美。
Even though my two daughters, they were still quite young at that time, but they can feel the love, the caring strongly based on this.
其实千婆婆活到100多岁的时候, 照顾她的挑战越来越大。
In fact, when Grandma Chen, she was at the old age, there are more and more challenges for those people who are taking care of her.
钱伯伯那时候自己都已经七八十岁了，老人照顾老人非常的辛苦。
Even Uncle Chen is already 70, 80 years old at that time. It's pretty burdensome for Uncle Chen to taking care of Grandma Chen.
但是他的孝心真的是非常的令人感动，令人敬佩。
But the submission is really touching and admiring.
那在我们现今的世代当中，随着社会环境的改变，很多人都远离家乡的父母去读书工作。
Today, due to the change of the social environment, many young people they leave their parents to work to study in their young age.
像我们教会里面的人，绝大多数可能一年最多只跟父母见上一两次面。Like
most of students in our church, and most of them, they probably can only see their parents one or two times in a year.
虽然如此，我们如今已经是成人了。However,
we are adults now.
理当主动的关心父母。It
should be our responsibility to care our parents.
而且在他们有需要的时候, 一定不可以坐视不顾。
When they are in need, we cannot just be ignorant.
我自己在这方面, 做得很少, 但是我和我太太每周都固定和双方的父母通电话。
I didn't do too much on this perspective, but my parents and I, we have a... My wife and I, we actually communicate with our parents in a weekly basis.
她每周四跟她在台湾的父母通电话，我们每周日的傍晚也和我母亲通电话。
So she's making a phone call to her parents every Thursday, and we also had some good communication with my parents on Sunday night.
那在我们教会时间长一点的人都知道, 几年前我父亲身体的状况一路下滑。
So for people who stay in the church for a long time, they should know, like several years ago, my father's health condition was falling down several years ago.
那我母亲为了照顾他自己的身体都受伤了。
And my mom, because of taking care of my father, she also has some injuries on her own.
无论是身体或心灵上,
it's this effect not only on her body, but also on her mindset.
那我住在加州的姐姐和哥哥都尽上了不少心力，却仍然不够。
My sisters and brothers living in California, they spend lots of time taking of my parents, but it's not enough.
所以我就请了假飞去加州照顾我父亲十多天。
So I flew back to California to take care of my father for 10 more days on my vacation.
让我母亲可以回台湾探亲，可以喘一口气。
So let my mom, she can take a break and went back to Taiwan to visit her parents.
那怪也要怪我太太平常把我照顾得太好了。
And my wife, she took care of me very well.
所以无论是在烧菜或者做家事上，我都非常的生疏。
I'm not familiar in cooking and houseworks.
但是那十多天，我得单独全天照顾我父亲。
But not 10 more days. I need to solely taking care of my father.
所以每天从清早到晚上，真的是把我累坏了。
From the morning, early morning to the night, I was really tired.
但是我真的是很感谢神，给我那宝贵的十多天。
I thank God, He provided me that precious 10 days.
让我这个平常没有尽上孝心的人，能够有机会用最贴心的方式来服侍我父亲。
For me, not spending too much time with my parents, I can have some chance to basically take care of my father.
也让我母亲在疲惫不堪的时候能够喘一口气。
So my mother can take a break when she was really tired.
当时我们讨论了种种照顾我父亲的可能性，最后还是决定让他们留在洛杉矶最好。
So at that time, we discussed several different possibilities on the best way to taking care of my father, and we still decide the best way is to let them stay in California, in Los Angeles.
其实那时候我们教会的长老已经很有爱心的同意我提出的非常请求，允许我周一到周四住在洛杉矶照顾父亲，周末再飞回伊德卡服侍。
So the elders in the church at that time, they accept my special request to stay in from Monday to Thursday in Los Angeles to take care of my father and fly back to Ithaca to serve during the weekends.
那这个方案之所以没有进行，是我父亲反对，他不愿意我们教会以及我的家庭。因为他受亏损。
But we are not doing this. We are not doing this is because my father is not willing to because of him to damage the church and my family.
几个月之后，学生期末考一开始，教会的侍奉轻一些，我又立即再飞去加州。
Several months later, when students start taking their finals and there are less burdens from the church.I flew to California again.
那时候我们都还不知道我父亲会在一个月之后过世。
At that time, we were not sure, were not knowing that my father will pass away in 1 month later.
但是也许神已经让他先知道了。
But maybe God already let him know.
所以在我回伊萨克之前，他硬撑起软弱的双腿站起来。紧紧地抱着我。
Before I came back to Ithaca, he spent his full strength to stand up, to hold me tightly at that time.
如今回想起来，我也非常的感谢神，让我与我父亲有那永难忘怀的一抱。
Even now, when I remember about this, I still thank to God to give me a chance to hold tightly with my father at that time.
当然我们尽孝不要等到父母年老软弱的时候才开始做。
Of course, our submission, um, for taking care of our parents should not wait until our parents are old.
我鼓励弟兄姐妹们趁着父母身体还行的时候每年固定拨出一些时间陪爸妈。
I encourage brothers and sisters, when your parents, they are still young, they are still healthy at this time, we spend more time every year to spend more time with our parents.
我和我的孩子们都很庆幸的是早从二十多年前开始我们就习惯每年在预算当中拨出一些钱拿出一些时间祖孙三代有一些一同旅游玩乐的时间。
So, way back to 20 years ago, we are basically every year in our budget we'll have certain budgets and certain we'll budgeting some time and money every year to spend with my parents for this three generations we'll have a good time.
能够全家人一同享受许多美好的时刻这些留下的回忆是又甜美又温馨。
So for all these memories, for all these sweet and beautiful memories we spend,
那我知道我们教会的人多半都比较年轻。
I know brothers and sisters in our church are mostly pretty young.
那在成家立业上都还没有完全站稳住脚。
We probably don't have haven't formed a family yet.
但是如果你的父母都已经到了退休年龄你需要比较积极的开始想这些事情然后而且抓紧机会来尽孝
But when your parents die at the retired age we need to think more aggressively to seize this opportunity to respect or submission to our parents
神要我们照顾好亲人除了在上的父母之外还有在下的儿女
Not only taking care of our parents but also our child
在第十节和十四节都提到养育儿女是父母当尽的责任
So from verse 10 and verse 14 they all talk about taking care of the children, the childthe parents' responsibilities.
这也关系到基督徒在生活当中的见证。
It also relates to our witness on our daily lives.
既然有孩子，就应当要拿出时间来跟孩子在一起。
As we have child, we should spend more time with our child.
不要以为只要孩子有的吃有的穿就够了，孩子心理方面的需要。更加需要父母细心来看顾。
Not just providing their physical needs, but also spending more time to taking care of them in their mindsets.
如果不固定拨出时间跟孩子在一起，是很难看顾得好的。
If we don't spend more time with our child, it's really hard for us to taking good care of them.
同样的，既然结了婚。就当认认真真负责的来好好照顾你的配偶。
Similarly, when you married with your spouse, you should be responsible for your spouse.
很多结婚的人都长期冷落自己的配偶。
So most of, some people they don't take good care of their spouse.
一再的亏欠。甚至带来心理上的伤害。
And because of this, the long ignorance on their spouse, they even bring to some damages on their relationships.
这些都是没有尽上当尽的义务。
These are all, these are due to the responsibility. We're not paying our responsibilities.
我借着这个机会，请每一个结婚的人好好的诚实想一想。
Through these opportunities, I encourage every marriage person to think about it faithfully.
你的配偶有享受到被你珍惜疼爱的幸福吗？
Is your spouse really feeling the love, the cares you provide?
他上一次有这样幸福的感觉是什么时候？
When she feels this loveness, sweetness, last time.
如果那是遥远到他也记不清，你也记不清，实在是亏欠。
If she or he cannot even remember when it happened, like last time, then we are not responsible to our spouse.
第八节有一句责备的话非常严厉。
On verse 8, there's a very strong verse, the rebuking verse.
虽然原来是专指跟照顾家中的寡妇有关的，但这个原则显然适用于家中所有需要照顾的人。
It was originally applying to those widows, but this also applies to the person who are in need in our family.
让我们同声来念，无论用中文或英文都可以。
Let's read verse 8 together.
请。人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道。比不幸的人还不好，不看顾自己家里的人更是如此。好，第二个重点重要的原则是神希望教会照顾那些真无倚靠的人。
So the second thing I will talk about today is God wants church to take care of those people who are in need.
在第四节保罗先说，寡妇若有家人可以照顾，就由家人照顾。
So in verse 4, Paul said,these widows, they have some relatives who can take care of them, then the responsibility goes to their relatives.
然后在第五节保罗就提到教会应当来照顾那些独居无靠的寡妇。
However, in verse 5, Paul also talked about the church needs to pay the responsibility to take care of those widows who live alone.
在十六节就是在这个大乱的段落的末了，保罗又重述同样的原则来做总结。
So on verse 16, the very end of this passage, Paul repeat the same thing to conclude. We can read it together.
我们同声来念十六节，请。信主的妇女若家中有寡妇，自己就当救济他们，不可累着教会，好使教会能救济那真无倚靠的寡妇。所以教会当专注于救济那真无倚靠的人。
So church to pay more attention on those people who are really in need.
但谁是真正无倚靠的人呢？
But who are these peoples really in need?
这就需要判断分辨。
This needs our experience to determine.
仔细读读这段，我们发现虽然圣经相当一致的鼓励人多多的行善。
Reading carefully from this phrase, we can see the Bible is pretty consistently to encourage people to do good things.
但是对教会整体而言，照顾哪些人的责任是理当由教会带头承担的呢？
But to the church, who are these people in need?Are the church's responsibility to determine.
那这是有一定的标准的。
And there are some certain guidelines for this.
在寡妇的照顾上，九到十节列了一些条件。
So, by providing caring to these widows, verse 9 to 10, there are some criteria.
我们可以简单归纳成三方面。
We can simply summarize them in three different perspectives.
第一是年纪，第二是贞洁，第三是善行。
So first is the age, second is the dignity, the third is the goodness.
我们先谈年纪。
So let's talk about the age first.
第九节说年纪要到六十岁，意思是说那些真正已经上了年纪的寡妇才可以被列在由教会照顾的名册上。
So verse 9, it talks about for these widows who are in this, their age needs to exceed 60. Which is the true meanings behind this is actually we should provide more caring on these widows who are at the old age.
那么年轻的呢?
How about those young widows?
以当时的环境来说, 年轻的寡妇很容易在种种的压迫下面对诱惑和试探。
So at that time, these young widows, they are easily being challenged by the social and environmental challenges.
所以除非他们意志非常坚定, 不但很难守节, 反而容易犯各样的罪。
Unless they have a steel face, it's really hard for them to be clean and it's easily for them to commit these crimes.
包括第六节讲的好宴乐,
it's including what we talk about in verse 6, likes to party.
十三节讲的懒惰哀家闲游说长道短爱管好管闲事说些不当说的话。
Things from verse 13, like laziness and laziness, talkative, no, talking, laziness, and talking.
你不是有白板吗?
Yeah. So, based on the Bible, verse 13, so these widows, young widows, they have the habit of being idle and going about from house to house. And not only do they become idlers, but also gossips and busybodies.
甚至最严重的是到15节讲的转去随从撒旦。
So the more severe is on verse 15. So they turned their face to Satan. Satan.
所以14节说, 宁可年轻的寡妇嫁人, 生养儿女, 自履家务, 不给敌人辱骂的把柄。
So verse 14 talk about this. Paul is more willing these young widows to marry other persons.
寡妇记在册上第二方面的条件是贞洁。
So the second criteria for this young widows to be take care is dignity.
应该是 faithful to her husband.
Faithful to her husband.
那刚才所说的在当时的环境当中能够坚持守节的寡妇真的是难能可贵。
In the social environment at that time, widows who can faithful to their husbands really precious.
他们以神为唯一的依靠来守住当初所许的愿。
So God will be their only depend.
第三方面的条件是善行。
So the third criteria is the goodness.
第十节说要有行善的名声。
So verse 10 talk about the name of this doing good things.
除了养育儿女之外, 他们还要乐意服侍自己家庭之外的人。
Not only taking care of their child, but they are willing to serve people outside their family members.
包括接待远人, 洗圣徒的脚, 救济遭难的人。
Including their willingness to welcome people from far away and wash the foot for their sins.
那从这些名列的条件当中，我们可以看到隐含的基本假设是，教会有责任优先照顾的寡妇是虔诚爱主的基督徒。So
based on these criteria, we can see the hidden assumptions for we can see the hidden assumptions that the church has the responsibility to take care of these young widows who are really faithful in God.
他们洗圣徒的脚。
They wash the feet of the saints.
意思是说他们乐意经常以谦卑的态度去服侍主内的弟兄姐妹。
Mean they are willing and they always have a humble heart to serve brothers and sisters in God.
第五节也说他们是仰赖神昼夜不住的祈求祷告。
So verse 5 also talks about they rely on God. They pray day by day, night by night.
所以教会应该优先承担责任来提供照顾的是符合这些条件的人。
So the first priority the church which are responsible to take care of the widows are this the person who meet this criteria.
这并不是说不符合这些条件的人我们就毫不关心。
It doesn't mean like for those people who doesn't meet for these criteria, we don't care about them.
圣经教导我们要以爱心去帮助需要帮助的人。
Bible is consistently teaches us we need to provide helps to people who are in need.
所以我们伊萨克教会的基督徒经常提供帮助给没有信主甚至从来没有来过我们教会的人。
So our church usually provide helps.To people who haven't believed or not even came to our church before.
但是第五章所谈的照顾寡妇可不是一次性或者是短期性的帮助。
But in chapter 5, we're not talking about short-term or one-time help.
而是承担起长时间一直照顾他们到底的责任。
For the long-term consistent and the long-term consistent.Caring for these widows.
对早期教会来说，他们要照顾的就是那些在教会当中敬虔爱主的人。
To the early churches, the responsibility and the caring they provide is to the person who are faithful in God.
因为这些人真的是以神的家为自己的家。
Because these people, they treat the God's house as their house.
所以当没有其他的家人可以提供给他们足够的照顾的时候，教会理所当然的要承担起这个责任。
So when they don't have any family members to provide help to them, the church is responsible to take this challenge.
我们教会当中年老的长辈不多。
We actually don't have too many elders in our church.
而且长辈们几乎人人都有儿女就住在身旁。
And most of them, they usually have their own child living next to them, living near to them.
所以我们对这方面的需要感受比较不深。
So we don't have a strong feelings on this.
我住在北加州和南加州的时候，有不少长辈们最重要的支柱就是教会。
When I was living in NorCal and SouthCal,There are many elders, the most important foundation to support their daily life is church.
虽然那不是我服侍的主要重点，我也常常跟着一些同工们去服侍这些长辈们。
Even though this is not the main thing, to my servant.
那我印象最深刻的有一件事情。
The most impressive thing.
曾经有一段时间，照顾教会当中一位老姐妹的主要责任是那段时间由我承担。
There was a time when I was in charge of an elder, an old sister in the church.
有一天晚上，她突然发病，很严重，我就在夜里面赶快送她去急诊。
There was one night she was really sick, and the situation is quite severe. So at night, I sent her to the emergency.
那这位老姐妹平常是非常幽默的，所以跟教会的同工们啊，早就都是非常的熟，处得很融洽。
So, this old lady, this old sister, she was quite humor, and she has a good relationship with all the members in church.
但是那一次，因为我送她去急诊，然后又从头到尾陪着她，从此之后，她视我为患难中的忘年之交。
But because of that experience.The night I sent her to the emergency room, she treated me as a good friend.
她也是非常的高寿。
She lives a long life.
我离开洛杉矶之前还参加了她90岁生日的庆祝。
When I departed from Los Angeles, I was still going to her 90 years old birthday celebration.
之后每一次去加州，她都好高兴地找我寒暄。
So after that, every time I went to California, she is more than willing to find me and wants to check with me.
后来教会的人还帮她过了100岁生日。
And the church, some of my, the local church people, they also help her to celebrate her 100 years old birthday.
几年前她活到100多岁的高龄、被主接去。
Several years ago, she was taken by the guard at her old age.
除了年老的长者之外，有的时候教会也会有些弟兄姐妹出现特殊的状况，需要教会责无旁贷的带头承担照顾的责任。
Not just people in old age, but sometimes we'll have some brothers and sisters.They will sometimes have some special or unexpected situations. In that time, we also need to provide them help.
比如说发生意外或者是生重病。
For example, there are some accident happened or
有的时候没有家人在旁边照顾，或者是光靠家人的力量不够，需要教会帮助。
Sometimes their family members are not nearby, or it's not enough to support them just from their family members. Church needs to help them.
那这些服事虽然我们教会都参与过一些，但是相对来说时间都比较短，责任也比较轻。
These things our church also participate on these things, but comparing to the long term care provide.This special caring, they are usually like short term and less responsive.
我住在洛杉矶的时候，我们教会当中有一位单身又独自住在美国多年的中年姐妹。
When I was living in Los Angeles, there was a single and living in the States for a long time alone.
那她从起初有一点点精神的失常，到后来变得越来越严重。
Originally, she has some mental issues, like light mental issues, but the situation getting worse and worse.
她很多事情开始无法自理，但是却还没有达到符合住院资格的地步。
So things are getting worse. Most of the things she cannot handle by herself, but her conditions haven't met to the criteria for her to live into the long care centers.
教会里面的弟兄姐妹就承担起照顾她的责任，持续了几年之久。
So brothers and sisters in the church, they take the responsibilities to take good care of her for a long period of time.
那这些都是让我印象很深刻的经验。
And these are the experiences which impressed me a lot.
我从这个当中看到神的家是一个很美很温暖的地方。
Through this, I can see the family of God is how beautiful the family of the God.
弟兄姐妹一同来照顾那些真诚以神的家为家的人。
So brothers and sisters, together they take good care of people who really treat.God's house is their own house.
最后让我们来看五章一到二节。
And lastly, we can look at the chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
基本原则是基督徒在教会当中应该像对待亲人一样的来彼此对待。
So the main guideline here is Christians in the church, they should treat each other as how they treat their family members.
我们既然因为相信耶稣基督的救恩而成为神的儿女，在神的家中就有着亲人的关系。
Because of we accept Jesus the blessings to become God's child, we should treat each other as brothers and sisters in the church.
十多年前，我们成立英文堂。
Ten more years ago, when we first formed the English congregation,
其中一件强调的事情。 就是希望这些学生在读大学的期间能够更多融入教会。
The one thing we focus, we encourage these students, to be more involved in the church lives when they are studying, when they are, staying in Ithaca.
在那之前，许多学生只参加学生团契。
So before that, most of the students they only participate in student fellowships.
整天都跟自己年纪相同、谈得来的学生在一起，当然很开心。
They get a good time to talk with people, at similar age.
他们就算主日去美国教会，也只是坐在那里听到，听完就走。
So even though they went to American churches to worship, to participate in the worship services, they just sit there and listening to the message and leave.
我们成立英文堂，就是希望他们每主日到教会。可以看到不同年纪的人。
So the reason we try to form the English congregation is to encourage these people at different ages, they can come to church every Sunday.
我们更鼓励他们参与教会当中的服事，和年纪与自己不同的人来相交。
We particularly encourage them to serve in church and to have a relationship with people at different ages.
我是打从心里相信，我们教会当中有像王牧师、王师母这些长辈，是神给我们教会的一大祝福。
So I truly believe, it's God's blessings to us when we have, like elders like Pastor Wang and Mrs. Wang.
现在我也有李叔叔和陈阿姨长时间的住在我们城里面。
And we also have Uncle Lee and Aunt Chen to live in town with us for a long time.
有这些长辈在我们当中，是神让我们有机会来常常学习尊重和孝敬长辈。
So we stand among us. God provides us a chance to learn how to submit ourselves and to respect these elders.
在此同时，神也使用这些长辈们，让这间教会更加的成熟、稳重、温暖。
So at the same time, God also uses these elders to provide this church more maturity and make the church more warm.
我相信他们跟这些年轻人相处，也让他们增添许多的乐趣。
And I also believe by having a relationship with these young children in the church.They also have some joyful moments.
我们教会当中还有很多刚刚出生的小宝宝。
We also have some newborn babies in church.
还有不同年纪的孩子们、青少年们。
And young childs and teenagers.
这都是神给教会的礼物。
These are all the gifts from God.
不只是给他们亲生的爸妈的，也是给我们整个教会的。
Not only to their own parents, but also to us.
只要我们多一点兴趣与他们交流交流，我们就多享受一份乐趣和祝福。
Whenever we want to, we are interested about to have a good relationship with them, people from different ages, we got more joyful and blessing from God.
在这两节当中，有两个提醒是保罗要提摩太特别注意的。
So from these two verses.There are two reminders. Paul reminds Timothy to be more.
第一就是不可严责老年人。
So the first guideline is not rebuking these elders.
老年人跟书人一样，都会有犯错的时候。
These elders will make some mistakes like us.
那这一节第一节当中提到了责，也提到了劝，这代表有的时候老年人也需要责跟劝。
So verse 1 talks about the rebuking, but also talks about this encouragement. I think this means like sometimes elders also need to be reminded and need to be encouraged.
但这边说对老年人不可以严责，意思是一定要尽可能和缓婉转。
But this, they talk about not rebuking these elders, means like we should... convey our message smoothly.
又说要劝他们如同是自己的父亲和母亲，意思是说一定要维持一个尊敬的态度，而且要有更多的爱心。
And also, we should encourage them as our own parents, meaning that we should be, we should have a respectful attitude treating this.
其实在教会当中通常最好相处的是老人家。
In fact, the most easygoing people in church are these elders.
因为他们待人处事最成熟，也不像年轻人一样会为一些小事在那里斤斤计较。
Because they are more mature, and they won't like this young men in church. They take their
not just young men, young ladies too.
Young ladies.
但是如果有哪件事情弄得老人家不舒服了，他们是有可能生很大的气的。
If something makes these elders angry,
they can really lose their temper.
Okay. Yeah, they can lose their tempers easily too.
我父亲就是这样。
Like my father.
他平常都被别人称赞是风度翩翩的 gentleman.
People always call him gentleman.
但是他刚开始到教会固定聚会的时候还没有信主。
But when he first came to the church,And at that time, he was not believing in God.
每次谈到信仰，他就大大不以为然，在讨论的时候毫不客气。
Anytime when we talk about the faith in God, he will lose his tempers.
我真的是非常佩服，也很感激当时我在加州教会里面带领信仰探讨班的同工们。
I'm really impressed and appreciated those people who are leading this seekers class.
有的时候我父亲讲的真的是明明不对，他们还是用百般的爱心和耐心来一点一点的开导他。
There are several times my father was not right, but they still treat him nicely and with love.To lead him.
我还非常佩服 New Jersey 洛哥教会的栾大端长老。
I'm also specially appreciate Elder Ryan from New Jersey Church.
那年我们请他飞去洛杉矶带领福音营。
And that year we asked him, we invite him to fly to Los Angeles to lead the gospel camp.
在那几天当中，阮长老好几次用最谦卑、最温柔的态度与我父亲单独交谈。
During the last several days, Elder Ryan spent lots of time using the most humble, most warm attitude to speak with my father alone.
虽然一次一次的交谈都没有得到什么好结果，阮长老还是非常诚恳的继续关心我父亲。
Even though these negotiations or these discussions, we didn't get some good results at that time, but Elder Ryan still, he's sincerely taking care of my father.
在福音营的最后一天，出乎所有人意料之外的，我父亲举起了手，表示要信主接受耶稣。
So at the last day of the gospel camp.Surprisingly, my father raised his hand and expressed his belief in God.
在我父亲还在世的时候，每一次阮长老跟我通电话或碰面，一定都会问我父亲的近况。
When my father was alive, every time when Elder Ryan, he had a when we.Every time when I had a communication with Elder Ryan, he will ask me the recent conditions about my father.
阮长老刚好就是我们教会今年退休会的讲员。
And Elder Ryan is actually the special speakers we have in this year's church retreat.
也是我们教会十年前退休会的讲员。
It's actually the special speakers we have in.The church retreats, 10 years ago.
我非常鼓励在座的所有的长辈们都去参加今年五月中的教会退休会。
So here, I encourage every elders and not just elders, but everyone to attend this year's church retreat.
虽然我们聚会的主要信息是针对基督徒。
Even though the main message was pointing to Christians.
但是只要你已经来教会多次，一定可以听的习惯，会有好的收获。
But you will still get lots of things from God. It doesn't matter how long, how many times you came to church.
所以请大家不要错过，因为说不定神也使用阮长老给您带来意想不到的祝福。
So please seize these opportunities. Maybe God is using Elder Ruan to give you the blessings you didn't expect.
保罗给提摩太第二个特别的提醒是清清洁洁。
So the second reminder Paul to Timothy is to remind him to be clean.
这边尤其指的是与异性的相处。
So here, especially pointing to the relationship with different sex.
那教会是一个人与人互动比较紧密的地方。
So church is a place where people have a tightly relationship with each other.
也是一个鼓励大家学习彼此相爱的地方。
It's also a place where people can learn to love each other.
如果一些原则不抓紧，一些界限不清楚的守着，是很有可能会出问题的。
However, if there are some guidelines we're not sure, or we don't follow our we're not clear about this the boundaries, that there are it's pretty possible there will be some issues.
这些事情不只是单身的弟兄姐妹们要小心谨慎，已婚的弟兄姐妹们也要小心谨慎。
So not just reminding to those people who are single, but also to those people who are married.
我们没有任何一个人是像自己以为的那么刚强。
Not any one of us, we are as strong as what we are thinking.
圣经提醒我们，自以为站得稳的需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
So the Bible reminds us.The Bible reminds us, for those people who think they can stand still, they need to be cautious, otherwise they'll fall down.
许多经得起时间考验的基督徒领袖都坚持同样的一个原则。
So, many Christians, they can be still. They all follow the same guideline.
就是宁可小心一点，维持一定的安全距离。
To be cautious, to maintain a safety distance.
他们都避免与异性在任何不公开的场合单独相处。
They avoid sitting alone or being alone with different sex in non-public areas.
无论如何，让我们用最高的标准维持清清洁洁。
So we should always use the highest standard to be clean. Absolutely purity to be clean.
唯有清清洁洁才能够让我们在教会当中充分享受在主里面真诚相爱的喜乐。
And only through this absolute purity, we can to enjoy the joy from God to brothers and sisters in church.
最后让我再回到信息一开始所提出的问题。
So now let me go back to the first questions I point out at the beginning of this message.
好管闲事和自扫门前雪两个极端都不好。
So being too involved into others' affairs and just being too selfish on yourself, these two extremes are not good.
但在两者之间哪一个比较是你的弱点？
But in these two,Which one is your weakness?
我想我们每一个人都需要在神的引导下找到一个合宜的平衡。
I think every one of us needs to find a perfect balance, in God's guidance.
我们每一个人找到的平衡点未必完全相同。
It might not be the same for everyone's balance point.
但无论如何，我们都要问自己的是：我所做的选择是否是出于爱？
But we should always ask ourselves these questions. The choice I made, is it really to love?
是以神的爱来爱别人。
Is it really through the God's love to love others?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，求你帮助我们。
Lord, may you please help us.
让我们能够以基督的心为心。
Let us, in Jesus' heart.
让我们能够用你的眼睛来看我们周围的需要。
Let us use your eye to look at the people in need.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
时间缘故，我们就不唱合音诗歌。
So we won't sing the responsive reading, a responsive song today.